Hi, Rebecca Shear here, inviting you to join the Circle Round Club. You can get ad-free episodes, bonus bedtime stories, and first dibs on tickets to Circle Round events, plus exclusive access to our club store, where you can get special extras, like a personalized birthday message from me. Join today at wbur.org/CircleRoundClub.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
What's the quickest thing you can think of? A train? A jet? A cheetah? Those are all quick things, to be sure, but none of them are as quick as your mind. In today's story, we'll meet an animal who's not so fast on her feet, but when it comes to brain power, she's the quickest one around. I'm Rebecca Shear, and welcome to Circle Round, where story time happens all the time. Today, our story is called The Banana Split. It was inspired by tales told in Panama, the Central American country that bridges North and South America. Some really great people came together to bring you our adaptation of this tale, including Amira Van and Jim Conroy. Grown-ups, you can see Amira Van in A Jasmine's Blues, currently streaming on Netflix. And kids, you can hear Jim Conroy in the animated series Jellystone on HBO Max and Fetch with Ruff Ruffman on PBS. So circle around, everyone, for The Banana Split. In a tropical forest full of towering trees, dangling vines, and twisting rivers, there lived a monkey. Monkey made his home at the top of the one and only banana plant in the forest. At the tippy-tippy top of the thick green stem, yellow clusters of sweet, succulent bananas dangled high above the ground. And all the animals in the forest longed to eat them, like Cuckoo.
Oh, I could really go for a banana snack right about now.
And Porcupine.
Me too. My tummy is rumbling.
And Toucan.
I bet those bananas are so tasty.
But whenever Cuckoo, Porcupine, and Toucan asked Monkey if he would share his bananas with them.
Well, what do you say, Monkey?
Could you share some bananas with us?
Please.
The answer was always the same.
Share? With you? No way. These bananas are mine.
The animals realized that asking Monkey to split his fruit was getting them nowhere. So they decided to try bargaining with him. Cuckoo offered to sing a nightly lullaby.
If you share some of your bananas, I'll sing you such beautiful music, Monkey. Just 1 minute of my song, and you'll be fast asleep.
Porcupine offered one of his sharp, spiky quills.
You can use my quills for all sorts of things, Monkey. Catching insects to eat, digging in the sand. You could even use them as a back scratcher for those hard-to-reach spots.
And Toucan offered one of her red and yellow feathers.
My feathers are so colorful and bright. They'll look amazing with your brown and white fur.
But no matter what the animals offered in exchange, Monkey refused to budge.
Listen, folks, you can offer me gifts and presents until you're blue in the face. I'm not sharing my bananas. No way, no how.
The more Monkey hoarded the bananas, the more the other animals craved them. So they decided to get advice from the wisest animal around, Tortoise. Tortoise lived deep in the heart of the forest. So it was evening by the time Cuckoo, Toucan, and Porcupine reached her nest. The clever creature was sound asleep, with her head, legs, and tail tucked deep within her brown and yellow shell.
Psst, Tortoise!
We're sorry to bother you like this.
But we need your help.
Slowly, Tortoise poked out her head.
Did someone call out to me? Who's there?
She opened one eye, then the other. When she spotted Cuckoo, Porcupine, and Toucan, she popped out her legs and tail and flashed her friends a sleepy smile.
Oh, hello there, folks. I was just getting some shut-eye. But if you need a helping hand, my sleep can wait. What seems to be the trouble?
So Cuckoo, Porcupine, and Toucan told Tortoise all about Monkey and his refusal to share his fruit.
I hear you, friends. It is troubling how Monkey keeps all those beautiful bananas to himself. He has enough fruit to last him for months.
Right? All we want is for Monkey to share.
And let the rest of us have some bananas for a change.
Is there anything you can do?
Tortoise closed her eyes. At first, the other animals thought she had fallen back asleep. But then she blinked her eyes open and broke into a grin.
You know what, friends? I believe I know a way to set Monkey straight. You just leave everything to me.
Tortoise knew that Monkey took a big drink at the river each morning to wash down all the bananas he had gobbled up for breakfast. So the next day, as the sun was rising in the bright blue sky, Tortoise shuffled over to the water's edge. Sure enough, there on the riverbank was Monkey, slurping up cool, clear water in loud, greedy gulps.
Good morning, Monkey. I said, good morning, Monkey. Oh, dear. This will never do. Good morning, Monkey.
Monkey spun around.
Tortoise! You scared the living daylights out of me! What are you doing sneaking up on a guy while he's washing down his breakfast? And what a breakfast it was. I must have eaten 6 bunches of bananas, at least. Each one riper and sweeter than the last. Ah! You should have tasted them. Not that you ever will, of course, since they're mine. All mine!
Tortoise waited for Monkey's laughter to subside. Then she flashed him her sweetest smile.
Gosh, those bananas sure sound delicious, Monkey. But I know better than to ask you to give me some of those bright yellow fruits. So instead, how about if I win them?
Win them? What do you mean?
I'll make you a bet, Monkey. A wager. I'll bet you half of all the bananas on the plant that if you and I race to the top of it, I'll beat you.
Monkey was quiet as he considered Tortoise's bet. Then he cracked up.
You beat me to the top of the banana plant. But you're a crawling, lumbering tortoise. And I'm a speedy, nimble monkey. You wouldn't stand a chance racing against me.
Well, there's only one way to find out, isn't there? So, what do you say? Shall we race? And if I reach the top first, we split the bananas and you give me half.
But what if I reach the top first?
Oh, well, that's easy. Then I get nothing, and you keep all the bananas to yourself, just as you've always done.
Monkey stared at Tortoise's thick, bulky shell, her short, stubby legs.
All right, Tortoise. I accept your bet. We'll race. And if you win, we'll split the bananas and you'll get half. But to be honest, the whole idea sounds positively bananas to me.
Will Tortoise actually win the race and walk away with half the bananas? Or will Monkey get to keep them all to himself? We'll find out what happens after a quick break.
Support for the Circle Round podcast comes from Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform that lets you find candidates fast. Ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/circle round. That's Indeed.com/circle round. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back to Circle Round. I'm Rebecca Shear. Today, our story is called The Banana Split. Before the break, Tortoise wanted to teach Monkey a lesson about sharing. So she bet the greedy fellow 6 bunches of bananas that she could beat him to the top of the banana plant. Monkey gladly accepted.
But when you lose, Tortoise, and goodness knows you're bound to lose, keep in mind that this whole thing was your suggestion, not mine.
Oh, don't worry, Monkey. I'll keep that in mind.
Cuckoo, Porcupine, and Toucan volunteered to be the race's referees. Standing at the mossy, grassy base of the banana plant, they helped kick off the race.
On your mark?
Get set.
Go!
Quick as a wink, Monkey began to climb. He pulled with his strong hands. He pushed with his nimble feet. He even used his long tail like a rope, wrapping it around the banana plant's thick stem as he sprang higher and higher. Tortoise, meanwhile, was far, far below, huffing and puffing as she clung to the stem. She had barely shambled up a few feet before Cuckoo, Porcupine, and Toucan cried out,
Monkey, reach the top first!
He's the winner of the race!
Now we'll never get any bananas!
Tortoise knew she'd been bested, but she kept on climbing. When she finally reached the top, Monkey was smirking from ear to ear.
Oh, hello, Tortoise! Long time no see. Glad you could join the party, my friend.
Tortoise sighed and gave Monkey a tired smile.
Congratulations, Monkey. You won the race. You're definitely a quick one.
Quick? I'm downright zippy, snappy, fleet of feet.
That may be true, but there's more than one way to be quick. So, I wonder if I could interest you in another bet. This time, I'll bet you half the bananas on the banana plant that I can reach the ground faster than you can.
Monkey scoffed.
Oh, come now, Tortoise. You must be a few bananas short of a bunch. Look how high up we are. The grass and moss surrounding the banana plant are way below us. It'll take an awkward creature like you forever to get back down again.
So, is that a yes, then? Will you accept my bet and race me to the bottom?
Of course, it's a yes.
Monkey leaned over and called down through the canopy.
Cuckoo, Porcupine, Toucan, we're having another race, this time to the bottom. That silly Tortoise still thinks she can beat me. Can you get us started?
Cuckoo, Porcupine, and Toucan had witnessed how badly Monkey had beaten Tortoise in the race up the plant. They had no idea how the slow, plodding, heavy-shelled creature could possibly beat Monkey going down. But the three animals exchanged a look, then a shrug, and then...
On your mark!
Get set!
Go!
In the blink of an eye, Monkey began scrambling and swinging down the banana plant. Tortoise, however, did not move. Instead, she took a breath, closed her eyes, then tucked her head, feet, and tail safe inside her thick, hard, brown, and yellow shell. And then she dropped like a rock.
Here we go!
Down, down, down she fell until she landed safe and sound on the grassy, mossy ground below.
Ooh, made it!
Monkey, meanwhile, was completely unaware of Turtle's rapid descent. He'd been too busy climbing down to see a thing. So you can imagine his shock when he reached the base of the banana plant and saw his opponent standing there with a triumphant smile on her wrinkly face.
Oh, hello, Monkey. Long time no see. Glad you could join the party, my friend.
But wait, how did you get down here before I did?
It's like I said, Monkey. There's more than one way to be quick. You have your fleet feet. I have my quick mind. And now I have half the bananas in this banana plant, too.
Well, what else could Monkey do but split the bananas with Tortoise? And that night, Tortoise, Cuckoo, Porcupine, and Toucan enjoyed a sweet, succulent banana feast. As for Monkey, he never again hogged all the bananas to himself. Instead, he shared them, because he knew that despite his swift, nimble hands, feet, and tail, when it came to true quickness, Tortoise was truly the top banana. Now it's your turn. What's one thing you have that you can share with someone else? Maybe you can share one of your toys with a sibling, or share your dessert with a friend at lunchtime. Maybe you can share a story with a grown-up, or share a joke. Find some paper and draw a picture of you sharing. Then, when you're done, go out there and share for real. This week's story, The Banana Split, was adapted by me, Rebecca Shear. It was edited by Nora Sachs. Our original music and sound design is by Eric Shimalonis. Our artist is Sabina Hahn. Sabina has drawn a black and white picture for every Circle Round story, and you can color them in. Grown-ups, you can print out more than 180 Circle Round coloring pages on our website, wbur.org/circleround. Special thanks to this week's actors, Theodore Chin, Jessica Rao, Dawn Ursula, Amira Van, and Jim Conroy. Grown-ups, check out Amira Van in A Jasmine's Blues, now streaming on Netflix. Kids, listen for Jim Conroy as the voice of Huckleberry Hound and Captain Caveman in the HBO Max series Jellystone. He's also the Emmy-nominated voice behind Ruff Ruffman in Fetch with Ruff Ruffman on PBS. The music in today's episode featured the instruments of the Latin percussion family. To learn more about this assortment of drums, blocks, and bells, and to see a photo, visit our website. Again, that's wbur.org/circleround. While you're there, you can find links to the Circle Round picture books, the Circle Round t-shirt, coloring book, tote bag, and water bottle. You can also find transcripts for every single Circle Round story in case you'd like to print them out and act them out yourself. And grown-ups, if you enjoy what you hear on Circle Round, please write us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app. It helps other listeners find the show. Circle Round is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Rebecca Shear. Thanks for circling around with us. One of the best things about creating Circle Round is hearing from listeners like you. Circle Round fans have been telling us about their favorite Circle Round stories, and we're excited to share some of their voices with you.
Hi, my name is Anna, and I live in Minneapolis. And my favorite Circle Round is Misery Loves Company because I like the part when Misery gets trapped in a cave.
My name is Eliza. I live in San Antonio, Texas. My favorite story is The New Neighbor. I like the part when he says, "Your pa had a baby. I love you and your stories. Goodbye."
Hi, my name is Evan, and I live in Annapolis, Maryland. And my favorite Circle Round story is The Fire on the Other Side of the World, because I like the part when the spider spins a web all the way to the other side of the world.
My name is Fiona, and I live in Richmond, California. And my favorite Circle Round stories is Kangaroo and Zoe 2 and Friends and Rivals.
My name is Lila. I'm from Huntington, New York, and my favorite Circle Round story is Every Single New One.
My name is Ruby. I live in Portland, Oregon, and my favorite Circle Round story is Misery Loves Company. I like the part where Alexandra locks up Misery and then Oleg finds him and gets the bad luck.
Hi, my name is Sophie. I live in Atlanta, Georgia. I don't really have a favorite Circle Round story because I love them all. Bye!
Did someone mention an episode you missed? No problem. You can find every single Circle Round story on our website. That's wbur.org/circleround or wherever you and your grown-ups get your podcasts.